Monday Through Friday podcast designed to give you a bit of spiritual nourishment to help you through your busy day. Our reading today comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 30. And the word of the Lord says this, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." I want to reflect with you today on the question, what is God's will for your life? You know, many people ask the question, what is God's will for my life? And usually they have things in mind like where to live, what to study, you know, should I take a job at Publix or go down to Kroger, or even who should I marry? And while it's true that the Bible has everything we need for life and godliness, you can search the pages of Scripture from front to back all day long and not find the answer to any of those questions. You won't open the book of John and find it saying to you, well, go ahead and marry Susie, but drop Jane like a hot potato. It just doesn't work that way. But that doesn't mean that the Scripture doesn't have an answer to the question, what is God's will for my life? The answer to that question for everyone who's put their faith in Jesus is right before our eyes in this passage in verse 29. Verse 29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Now we are told plainly, God's will for your life is that you become like Jesus, that you be conformed to the image of God's Son. Now, what does that mean? Well, I would suggest that it means at least two things. First, it means that we join Jesus by sharing his purpose in life. And secondly, it means that we reflect Jesus by growing in likeness to his character. Now, the purpose for which Jesus lived and died isn't hidden from us. Jesus himself told us what his purpose was in John 4:34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." So that's Jesus' purpose. That was what he came to do. His purpose was to do everything that the Father sent him to accomplish. And you say, well, all right, but how am I supposed to do that for heaven's sakes? Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. Yeah, right, you can't do that. And besides, it's already been done. But you and I can adopt the same attitude toward our lives that Jesus had. We can make it our goal to do everything that Jesus commands us to do. At the wedding in Cana of Galilee, when Jesus turned water into wine, Jesus' mother gave a command to the servants that's a good goal for our lives even today. She said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." The second part of being conformed to the image of Jesus is to develop his character in our lives. And he's given us great help to accomplish this. The Spirit of Jesus lives in everyone who's put their faith in Christ. And the result of that is that the Spirit's at work in each one of us who believe in him to produce a certain fruit, a character qualities that mirror the image of Jesus. And we don't have to wonder what these are. We're told what they are in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So it's God's will for your life, if you're a believer, that you would cooperate with his Spirit as he works to grow these characteristics to maturity in you. So that's the will of God for your life. Now, what about where to live, what to study, which job to take, or who to marry? Well, God has something to do with all of those things too, but that's for us to think about next week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that your will for those who put their trust in you isn't hidden. We thank you for your plain speaking about this, but we also confess that we scarcely feel up to the challenge of fulfilling your plan. We're going to need plenty of help from you to do all that you've commanded us to do. And we'll need even more help to become all that you are in your character. We confess as well that knowing your will isn't difficult, but wanting your will and doing your will, that, Lord, that's harder for us. Thank you that we're not alone, that we have the gifts of grace and the Holy Spirit himself to help us in our struggle. Make us more fully into your image, even today, for we ask it in your name. Amen. Join us next week when we'll discuss how God helps us navigate life through principles and providences. And we hope to see you then.